Hi, I'm Lisa Davis. So glad you're listening to It's Your Health, and I'm also glad to have Dr. Mobalaji Adeola on the program. We're going to be talking about the steps a caregiver can take when you are being discharged from the hospital. Hello, Dr. Adeola. How are you?
Hi, Lisa. I'm doing wonderful. How are you doing?
Doing great. Thank you so much. Why don't you tell us what we need to keep in mind? Because once you get home from the hospital, doesn't mean everything's all right. You might still be recovering. There might be medications you need. There might be complications. Tell us about that.
Absolutely. Once you leave the hospital, in fact, sometimes the work has just begun. So oftentimes, patients may encounter medication management issues. When they leave the hospital, they may be starting on new medications or changes may be made to medicines they were taking prior to coming in. A pharmacist is present in the hospital to serve as a valuable resource to help patients understand their medications a little bit better, understand what to expect in terms of side effects, and also address any barriers that they can encounter. To assist with the process, what we recommend for patients and their caregivers is to ensure that they keep an updated list of all medicines that the patient is taking and share this with their doctors and their pharmacists. I usually recommend a wallet-sized card because you can keep that in your wallet on the go and you don't have to forget it at home. God forbid you had an emergency situation. And this is critical information for us because it can help minimize medication errors and also potentially dangerous interactions that could occur.
Oh, that's good. Well, doctor, tell us a little bit about yourself and what made you want to get into medicine.
Absolutely. So I'm a pharmacist at Houston Methodist, Texas, and I work closely with healthcare providers every day, including doctors and nurses, to ensure that they provide safe medication and that patients get the most out of their medication treatment. And I grew up in a house where I had a father as a physician and a mother as a nurse. And I saw the care that they provided to patients every day. I saw that how their heart was in what they did on a daily basis. And I knew that whatever I did, I had to have my heart in it. It had to be something where I can impact patients' lives on a day-to-day and have direct interaction with patients. And this is what I do every day. I get a new opportunity each and every day to impact a patient's life, to provide information that can guide them and help them to make better decisions.
You know, speaking of interactions, talk to us about drug interactions, and especially if somebody's put on a new medication to help them recover from whatever they were in the hospital for, and then there could be some food. Like, I know there's certain medications you can't drink grapefruit juice with. Talk to us about those kinds of things.
Certainly. So medications that we take can interact with each other. They can interact with food that we eat. And in addition, they can interact with the types of disease states that we have. I'll give you an example. A patient who's on a blood thinner, oftentimes I recommend to them when they go outpatient to avoid medications like ibuprofen or naproxen, because some of these medicines can interact with those blood thinners and increase their chances for bleeding. Using that same example, patients that are on blood thinners, we often recommend, especially a certain blood thinner called warfarin, or Coumadin is the other name. We often recommend to patients to limit the amount of green leafy vegetables that they eat, or make sure that they eat those in moderation, because we know that the green leafy vegetables can interact with the medication, and we want to ensure that patients are aware and they're taking the appropriate actions to help to limit some of these interactions.
Yeah, it's too bad because green leafy vegetables are normally so good for you.
Yes. And so one of the things that we're very clear on when we teach patients about that is they're good for you. So we're not asking you to stop taking them. We just want to make sure that you're eating them in moderation and you're not changing your diet so drastically from day to day or from week to week. So in that case, we do not recommend patients to stop eating green leafy vegetables, but we do recommend that they eat it in moderation and report to their doctor or pharmacist if they have any drastic changes in their diet.
Was there anything else that you wanted to add today?
Certainly. So the main things that I wanted to communicate to patients and their caregivers today are, number one, to ensure that they keep an updated list of medications and share that with their healthcare providers. The second thing is to ensure that caregivers can assist to monitor for side effects that can occur with medications and also be alerted to those concerning side effects that may warrant a call to the doctor or a visit to the emergency room. The third thing that it's important for patients and caregivers to be aware of is to ensure that they schedule a follow-up appointment for patients closely soon after they discharge from the hospital. This is to ensure that any problems that they're encountering with their medications or with the illness can be addressed soon afterwards. And the last thing that caregivers can assist loved ones with is to help keep their mind stimulated, ensure that they're moving and mobile and not just staying in one location, they're staying hydrated, and they're eating nutritious foods as well.
Well, I want to thank you so much. Tell us all the ways we can learn more about what we talked about today. Is there a website for this information?
Certainly. So one of the websites that I recommend is safemedication.com. And on this website, patients have access to medication lists to help them keep that updated list that we talked about. In addition, it helps to explain how a pharmacist can assist and impact care. And lastly, it goes over some common medications that they may see and gives some general information that may be helpful to them as well.
Terrific. I want to thank you so much for coming on It's Your Health. I really appreciate it.
It's my pleasure. Thank you for having me.
Have a great day. Bye-bye.
You too.